If competitions are your thing, you know you can compete in just about any field, and that includes beard growing. Just ask the members of the Old Dog Whisker Club of Kalamazoo. Its co-founder and club president, Andy Miller, is here now. Andy, why did you create the Old Dog Whisker Club?
Well, my wife and I discovered competitive bearding just by watching Netflix. A couple years ago, we watched Whisker Wars, and that kind of got me intrigued by it, and then I followed it a little bit. And when I saw, though, that the World Beard and Mustache Championships were being held in Austin, Texas back in 2017, I decided to go. So my first beard competition was actually the world's. Most people would recommend that's not the way to start competitive bearding. But my wife and I had so much fun down in Austin. We met so many people. And, you know, all of this stuff is ultimately for fundraising for good causes. And we were just really amazed at the people we found. I often say that, you know, people stigmatize big beards, but I've discovered that big beards go hand in hand with big hearts.
Oh, there you go. Well, I have to ask about your beard. First of all, how long since you have had a smooth, no whiskers chin?
Well, I can tell you the last day that I shaved, I remember it was December 19th, 2016. And it also happened to be the day that the Electoral College confirmed President Trump. That's how I remember the date.
All right, so you've got that down. And do I understand you didn't kind of go full Monty initially, right? You kind of grew your beard in stages?
Well, I've had a mustache for a long time. My father was known for his big handlebar mustache. So I was originally going to compete in just in mustache category. But when I saw, frankly, what the competition was, I decided that maybe I would grow out the beard just to see what happens. This is the longest I've ever grown my beard, so it's a little over 2 years old. But I'm a consultant in real life, and so I was concerned a little bit about getting too non-professional looking. So my first category that I competed in was partial beard. But since then, I've let it grow out, and I've been competing in the natural beard category. And right now, I'm in the 4-inch to 8-inch. I'm right in between right now. I'm right at about 6, 6.5 inches.
Oh, boy. And how have you done competing?
I've really done pretty well. I have the club has really done well. For a club that's relatively new and relatively small and growing, for example, in Fort Wayne, we came home with 2 first place and 1 second place finish. And before that, in Louisville, we brought home 2 third-place finishes and 1 first-place finish in a styled mustache. This little club in Kalamazoo, we're starting to get recognized.
And I can tell from what you're saying, there are a lot of categories to these beard competitions.
Oh, well, it depends from one competition to the next. Like the National and the Worlds have a total of 33 different competitive categories between mustache, partial beard, full beard, and then you have the crazy guys who do freestyle. I don't know if you've ever seen any of the pictures of that, but some of these guys spend 8 hours or longer dressing their beards up with hairspray and gels and turning them into wild and crazy shapes. And so that's a lot of fun. That brings the crowds out. The crowds really like the freestylers.
I can only imagine. I have to wonder, here you are with your beard, you're kind of in the middle of that 4-inch to 8-inch. That's a lot of beard. How much time does optimal beard maintenance take for you every day?
Well, as far as every day, it takes almost zero time, to be honest. Now, when it's competition time, I'll spend probably a half hour to an hour between shampooing, conditioning. In the natural beard category, you're not allowed to use any kind of waxes or hairsprays, but you are allowed to condition it and use like leave-in conditioner. So I'd say a half hour to an hour when I'm competing. But other than that, frankly, I roll out of bed and I comb it out. And sometimes it looks good. Sometimes it doesn't look so good until the next shampoo.
What food is the most challenging to eat with a full glorious beard?
Oh, like spaghetti or soup gets a little hairy. I have a fairly strong mustache, but I keep it combed out of my mouth for the most part. But if you see some of the guys with the big, full, natural beard and mustaches, they have to kind of use their hand to cup their mustache to get their mustache out of the way when they put food in their mouths. I think that's taking it to a little bit of an extreme.
There you go. And this is from the guy who co-founded the Old Dog Whisker Club. Tell us why that name.
Well, one of the things when I talked to the Austin Club president, Brian Nelson, who's also the president of the National Competitive Beard and Mustache Alliance, he told me that one of the keys to the early success of the Austin Club was that they met at a regular time and at the same place for a good solid year or 2 years. And so my good friend Sean Smith is the owner of Old Dog, and I just wanted to bring him some business. And so I decided that Old Dog Tavern, plus it's just comfortable, we like the Old Dog. And then we even carried that theme further with a nonprofit charity that we've selected, the Gray Muzzle Organization. It's a national organization. Their motto is that no old dog should die alone or afraid. I almost get choked up every time I say that. But basically, the money is raised through a combination of competitor fees and entrance tickets, raffles, and then I'm also seeking out sponsors to take care of some of the major costs. I guess I won't plug it yet because this is nonprofit radio, but we've been very lucky. And actually, this Beard Club led me to a point where I'm actually now the paid actor and talent for a national beard product company. I won't say who it is, but you can find out soon enough. And I'm going to be the face and voice of a national beard product company.
What a whole world this is open. And one final thing, do I understand that the Old Dog Whisker Club welcomes women?
Absolutely. We welcome everybody. We have twice as many couples members as we do single members. We're also very LGBTQ friendly. Everybody's welcome. We're very inclusive. Part of our club goal also is to kind of destigmatize facial beards. You know, we want to make people realize we're all just normal people. We're not a bunch of bikers or backwoods, you know, crazy dudes. We're just normal people who happen to be able to sport some pretty awesome facial hair growth.
Keeping competitive bearding going in Kalamazoo, Andy Miller, Old Dog Whisker Club of Kalamazoo. Andy, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.